Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on India's robust GDP growth. The participants are Shubhamai Bhattacharji, economic analyst, and Anubha Rohatgi, anchor.
India's gross domestic product or GDP growth figures for the second quarter of financial year 2026 have come out at 8.2%. What do these figures mean? What are the factors behind this performance? And how they impact India's economy and growth? To discuss all these issues, I'm now joined by economic analyst Shubhamai Bhattacharji. Shubhamai, welcome to Akashvani's Spotlight program.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here, Anubha.
Shubhamai, India's real GDP grew 8.2% in the second quarter of this fiscal year. And now this is way above the 5.6% recorded in the same quarter last year, stronger than the 7.8% in quarter one of this fiscal and the highest in six quarters. So your first comments on this remarkable performance, because it defied and beat a lot of forecasts.
Many of the forecasts actually made the mistake of assuming the downside of the Trump impact, tariffs and others, would start playing out so very early. Now, we have discussed this earlier also in our discussions with you. What happens is that those impact takes time. So a lot of analysis got colored by the impact of the tariff tantrums. So what the economy is showing is that those will, if they have to come, they are a story that's at a different time and a different place. We are not looking at that. What we are looking at is two things. A, first of all, as you rightly pointed out, that last year the economy wasn't doing well in this period last year. It was 5.6%.
Yes.
So a low base obviously allows the economy, I mean the numbers for the current sector, if they're growing, to look actually better. It's like the comparison between a short guy and a slightly taller guy. It lets us look actually much taller than in comparison. So that's one thing. The second thing that happens is growth that we are seeing is of something which is actually caught on. So in the sense that there was a downturn, that downturn has played out, and then the economy has started rising. So when there's an upswing, then obviously it starts accelerating. What we are discussing this time is what is the pace of the acceleration, and it has caught a lot of analysts by surprise because they were not sure. I mean, they hadn't really seen the pace growing so fast and so quick. So that is where the change has come. So essentially, to make it simple, the GDP growth rate is not unexpected. It is something that should have been seen from the 7.6% rate, that the economy would actually start to move up. In fact, if one looks at the RBI commentary, the RBI was more or less looking at the fact that there's going to be
7%
pushing up of growth rate. And at that time itself, people were surprised, but they shouldn't have been, because RBI works with massive amount of data. And so they themselves were looking at a high growth rate. And so here we are, pleasant surprise.
So unlike a lot of forecasts that were made, you're saying that shouldn't have been, this figure shouldn't have surprises, right?
That's right. Okay. So that's where the problem comes along. But most important takeaway from this growth, I'm sure you'll be looking at it later on in the program, is the nature of the growth. And if we can dive into that, a very important thing that has happened is the growth in the other services.
Before we come to that, I want to ask you, because like you said, let's dive into the data. So if you look at the data, manufacturing is the one which has, manufacturing grew by 9.1%, construction grew by 7.2%, and the financial, real estate and professional services, that the tertiary sector, together grew by 9.2%. So what are the reasons that we saw such a rise in manufacturing, construction and these tertiary services?
Your manufacturing, I mean, we could see the trend. I mean, like if I look at the IIP data for this quarter, the same trend. If I also look at the Purchasing Managers Index, which is the PMI data, which shows the intentions to invest, that was coming up close to 60 for India, and that's very substantial, which was it was clearly showing that there's a far more fuel being added to the growth story. Actually, rather interested in the services data.
Yes.
It is not just financial sector. The sector where there is a lot of growth is the other services. And this is the sector which includes health, education, personal consumption. These are the ones where there has been a remarkable rise. Now, why is this happening? So to understand this, we have to look at a data that is not in the GDP, but it comes from the RBI. RBI data on credit growth for the MSME sector. is showing a massive growth of 28%. Now, this is something that shows that the growth actually has spread out. The MSME sector is borrowing big time. A 28% growth rate of the MSME sector is unheard of. And this is something which means that there is a huge number of people in the small and medium enterprises, especially the micro enterprises, who are putting their money into their work big time. I would say a large part of the difference between the 7% expectation and the 8.2% actual is coming from there. The services sector, basically the MSME sector, is providing a very robust push to the growth rate. That means there is a huge amount of employment-led work that's happening. That is a very new phenomena for the Indian economy and needs to be looked at very carefully. It's actually very interesting that it's happening.
So when we look at this figure, would you say that, you know, by some accounts, there's been a strong rural demand, there was continued government expenditure, and there was a lot of pre-festive inventory build-up coupled with GST rationalization or GST 2.0 reforms that contributed to this these figures. What do you say to that?
These are all very good points that you're making. But remember, this is the GDP figure for which quarter? For the Q2. Q2 means this is the period from July to
September 30th. And so the GST reforms,
Came later.
Later, on 22nd.
So
yes.
So the impact of the GST changes will be actually be reflected in the third quarter.
Third quarter, yes.
And what we are seeing here is, first of all, the impact of the income tax relaxation that was given in the budget this year, up to 12 lakh rupees exemption. That's very strong. The second, as I said, that the economy is turning around with the money flowing to the smaller parts of the Indian economy. So these, as I said, we need to actually understand, and unpack what is happening in the MSME sector, because that is where a large change is happening. Because corresponding to that, there's a very interesting data that is there in the GDP, which is private consumption expenditure.
Right.
For several quarters, our private consumption had plateaued. In fact, it had gone down to something like 55. But now when we are looking at the private consumption data, it is showing a very strong growth rate.
It's in fact 7.9% during this quarter.
That's right.
The second quarter.
Yeah. So now when you look at that, the growth rate. So basically when you look at that, then you find that the private consumption expenditure, when do people start spending? People start spending when they have income. When they have income, it is not government money that is coming to them, but it is the income from the market. And again, as I said, it is the MSME sector where there is a large amount of investment and consumption cycle that has started to build, which is showing up in these data. And that is something fascinating because it shows that the Indian economy may have found a new leg to stand on compared to, we have the construction sector, we have the agriculture sector, but the MSME sector growing up with that significant leap is a very interesting thing. In fact, if I look at it, I find that the government consumption has actually plateaued.
Right.
So the government is not really spending much, and which is fine enough because the government shouldn't be spending on its own revenue expenditure. So government expenditure is actually flatlined, and this is also shown in the other scorecard that came out today, which is the fiscal deficit data.
Right.
And in the fiscal deficit data, I can see that the government expenditure, it has been rather weak. That's good because the government is not spending beyond its means. In fact, if I look at the government data on expenditure, it shows there is a revenue expenditure, non-interest, non-subsidy, REVEX, which is revenue expenditure, has actually declined by 6.4% during the April-October period, which implies that the government is not spending as much money on the usual sectors where it spends on. Its capex is rising, the capital expenditure is rising, but the revenue expenditure is not rising. So in that sort of circumstance, what is therefore leading to the GDP growth, which is where we come to the MSME story.
So since you're talking about the MSME story, what role have the government policies and measures played in powering the sector and the overall economy?
So a very big thing that has happened is that, you know, the government, one of the big achievements of this government has been over the years sticking to fiscal prudence.
Yes.
This has been a very strong measure of this government. What it has done is, at first, it allowed the government to create additional capital expenditure because there was more money left to spend on capex. The fact that fiscal expenditure did not rise allowed for a very comfortable inflation story. Today, India's inflation is creating a problem on the reverse side, that is not rising. Our nominal GDP has grown by 8.7%,
yes.
And our real is 8.2%. Now, that's, somebody would say that's an absurd thing. Whatever the point, I mean, whether we look at, get into the mathematics of, I mean, how this calculation is happening. But the point is that the difference is actually not going to be very much. What it does show is that in India, it's not that people are not spending. Private consumption expenditure, as we just saw, has actually risen very sharply. MSME expenditure investment is rising sharply. So what's happening? It's able to rise sharply because people are not being bothered by inflation. Now, that is a very major achievement of a government. They have been able to stamp down inflation and keep it under control for so long that people have developed the confidence that we can go out and spend and not feel that we will have to pay for higher prices for what we do now. So they are able to draw into their savings and spend more, consume more, which is essentially what leads to a very robust expansion.
One more sector that I want to draw your attention to is the agriculture and the allied sector, which grew by 3.5%. So what do you have to say for that? Like, would you say that it's a good enough growth?
Agriculture sector, in fact, I would expect it to show a bit more growth because remember this year we have had record, the largest ever food grain production thanks to the monsoon and thanks to lots of other facilities. So the agriculture sector, I think the data will, in fact, in the next quarter and the quarter after, we will be seeing some very impressive numbers on agriculture. So agriculture is on track. The fact that agriculture is doing well is also the reason why we are seeing that private consumption expenditure has risen. That people are able to spend, very not a sliver of people, but a large percentage of the people who are able to feel that they've got money in their pocket, who can go out and spend.
And not just in urban areas, even rural areas.
Mostly rural areas. In fact, if you look at the employment data, you find that the employment data is showing that rural employment has risen very smartly. Urban employment rise has actually flatlined. So it's a rural employment which is giving people the fillip to feel that they can spend more. And those decisions are all affecting the GDP numbers as we see today.
One more question that I have for you is that based on this GDP figures which have come out today for second quarter, 8.2%, 7.8% in the first quarter. So overall, if we look at the first half, it's almost like 8%. So would you say that moving forward, what is your prediction for the next quarter? Do you see this trend to continue? Or would you say that because we were discussing the Trump-US tariff impact and all, that would probably start showing later on. So is this trend likely to continue or are we going to see a slight change?
Surprising lots of people, our November exports, are actually shown very impressive numbers. And that's very, very remarkable because these were expected to dip. If I go by our oil consumption, those have actually held up very strongly. Mm. Electricity demand is holding up strongly. Now, giving those lead indicators, it does show that the economy is actually handling the impact of the gyrations outside in the world rather well, and it's actually creating a big momentum. Data that's coming up is that in the festival season, initially the companies expected some ramp up in their volumes, but then they've been surprised that post Diwali, there has been consistent buying.
Right.
The GST phenomena which you're talking about. Now, if that is happening, then obviously I would expect that the numbers should, despite the pressures, and of course the quarter-on-quarter base comparison, because the quarter three of last year was better than 5.6. It was, I think, something like 6%. So essentially, we will be getting a lower number. But again, overall for the year, we are in a very sweet spot. And if the RBI steps in at this point to give a very good rate cut, we would be expecting a the second blast to push in for the economy.
Since you have mentioned RBI and since you have mentioned rate cut, so my very last question to you, what can we expect from Governor Sanjay Malhotra in December MPC meeting with this favorable growth rate?
Oh, it'll be very surprising if he doesn't cut rates at this stage. The inflation auger is absolutely gone. Growth is really going along. There's no point RBI at this stage not to really push the accelerator and to be conservative. I mean, they should now cut rates and provide the next round of investment opportunities. And as we are talking, that sort of a rate cut actually helps the small scale sector.
Shubhoy, thank you so much for joining us in Akashwani studio and for this discussion.
Thank you very much, Anva.
You were listening to a discussion on India's robust GDP growth. The participants were Shubhamoy Bhattacharji, economic analyst, and Anubha Rohatgi, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.
Spotlight.